Again, Psalm 23, we've been looking at verse 3. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. We've seen how he leads. Again, this is the second time in the psalm. It's also said in verse 2, he leadeth me. Two completely different words showing that the Lord does not always lead the same way. He has different methods of leading, and we've looked at several of those. We also see where he leads. We looked at that last week, in paths of righteousness. Notice paths is plural, and he never leads in paths of unrighteousness. It's always paths of righteousness. Now we see the reason for this leading. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for, or because, this is why he does it, his name's sake. He leads in paths of righteousness for, stating the reason for doing so, his name's sake. Everything God does, he does for his name's sake. Everything. So we have the we have why God leads. Some may like to think, and there's some truth to it, no doubt. Well, he leads me in paths of righteousness because he loves me and he wants what's best for me. And that is so. But that's not the main reason. You're not the main reason. You're not the main reason for anything. He's the main reason. For his name's sake. So we have to understand what is his name. For his name's sake. It doesn't just say for his sake, but for his name's sake. Well, his name, of course, reveals and speaks of his identity, speaks of his character, speaks of his distinctiveness. His name is a distinctive name. To sum all that up, it speaks of himself. It's who he is. It's who he is. And this is brought out all through the Old Testament, that his name is who he is. That's why we're not to take the name of God in vain. It's who he is. It's who God is. And we're not just talking about a person's name. We're talking about who God is. So he does so. He leads in paths of righteousness because of who he is and to show who he is. Notice in Nehemiah, speaking of his name, Nehemiah chapter 9. And verse 5. About halfway through that verse, we read, "Stand up and bless the Lord your God forever and ever. And blessed be thy glorious name." Blessed be thy glorious name. That's his person. Which is exalted above all blessing and praise. His name, who he is exalted above all blessing. When God blesses us, and he does every day, we're not to so much center on the blessing as we are the one who is exalted above the blessing, God. We are so depraved that we focus upon the blessing rather than the one who gave the blessing. And he's exalted above the blessing. Notice in Psalm 8, the 8th Psalm, again talking about his name, because this is why God leads us in paths of righteousness. Verse 1 of Psalm 8, O Lord, our Lord. You have two names there. O Lord, O Jehovah. Then our Lord. How excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory, and that's his name. His name is reveals his glory. His glory is who he is. Thou hast set thy glory above the heavens. Psalm 66 and verse 2. Sing forth the honor of his name. Of his name, because that's who he is. Sing forth the honor of who he is. Not just what he's done, but who he is. A selfish person can sing about what he's done, but forget who he is. We must never forget who he is. Psalm 111. Psalm 111. And the 9th verse. The last part of that verse says, holy, set apart from all others, and reverent is his name. It's his person. He's set apart from all others. He's reverent. It's respect. He is respected above all others, and he is the only reverent in all the world. It's his name. It's who he is. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 6. Jeremiah 10, verse 6. There is none like unto thee, O Lord. His name's holy, it's distinct, it's set apart. Thou art great, and thy name is great in might. So his name is who he is. He leads us in paths of righteousness for or because of who he is. That man would see who he is. Now, when he leads you and I into paths of righteousness, and he always does, we are to recognize who he is. Today, if someone, many times, if they walk in the paths of righteousness, they become self-righteous. And why is that? Well, there's a lot of reasons, but one reason is because they forget who he is. They forget that he's the one who leads in paths of righteousness. And the very moment we become self-righteous, that path of righteousness is now unrighteous. But for his name's sake, because of who he is. And we are to glorify his name. Notice in Psalm 29. Psalm 29 and verse 2. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Why doesn't it just say, give unto the Lord the glory due unto him? His name, that's who he is. And he leads us in paths of righteousness because of who he is. His name is to be praised. Psalm 100 and verse 4. Psalm 113 and verse 3. So his name is who he is. So he leads us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. What does sake mean? Well, it means on behalf of. So he leads us in paths of righteousness on behalf of who he is. It's not on behalf of us, though he does lead us for our good, but that's not the main reason. We're not the main reason. He leads us in paths of righteousness on behalf of who he is. Sake means for the purpose of. He leads us in paths of righteousness for his purpose. For his purpose. For his cause. It means in the interest of himself. The Lord leads us in paths of righteousness in the interest of himself. In the interest of who he is. So we ought to thank God that he leads us in paths of righteousness. And we ought to be thankful that those paths will bring joy into our lives. Those paths will save our lives, spare our lives. But don't forget, the main reason is because of who he is. It's in the interest of God. And when we walk in those paths of righteousness, we're to do so in interest of him, for his name's sake. He's the reason. He's the reason that he leads in paths of righteousness. He's the purpose. He's the ground. He's the basis for leading his people in his ways. So, in considering the leadership of the Lord, it is important that we realize, and this is true about everything in life, doesn't matter what we're talking about, it is about him. It is about him. It is not about us. It is never about us. It's always about him. He is to be our motive. Why should we desire to walk in paths of righteousness? Well, because it'll bring happiness to me. It'll be best for my family. No, that's not the reason. The reason is him. The reason we ought to desire to walk in paths of righteousness is because of who he is. That ought to be our purpose. That ought to be our incentive. When people say, well, you know, I did right, and then such and such happened. So I'm just going back to my old ways. What are they saying? They're saying they did everything because they thought it would work out best for them. They're only looking out for themselves. But he's the reason. And if he's the reason, it doesn't matter what the results are. The results mean nothing. He's the reason. If the whole family falls apart from you walking in paths of righteousness, that doesn't have anything to do with it. He's the reason. He's the reason I did it. I didn't do it for family. This is a point of personal examination. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And for his name's sake, we are to follow his leading. That's the reason we ought to follow his leading, because of who he is. Because it's for him, not because of us. Our life sentiment in following his leading should always be what is stated in 2 Peter 3, verse 18. To him be glory, both now and forever. And then he adds, amen. That should be our purpose in doing everything we do. It should be our purpose for walking in paths of righteousness. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. That word amen states a desire. It should be our desire for Him to be glorified. When we say amen, we're saying, I believe that. I believe that. I agree with that. To Him be glory, both now and forever. I believe that. That ought to be true of each one of us. So we say amen. We say amen as it's a word of joy. Yes, I rejoice in that. Because it's true. This ought to be a point of joy. To Him be glory. Amen also means resolution. You know, you can say amen to something. You may not be living it, but you desire to do so and you resolve to do so. So you say amen. To Him be glory, amen. That is, I resolve to do that. So He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. That leads us to our next point, just a few minutes. God's people ought to always seek and wait for God's leadership. A consistent, and we put emphasis on consistent, following of God's leadership requires a certain spirit. Not just anybody can follow the leadership of the Lord. It requires a certain spirit. Notice in Psalm 25, verse 9. The meek will He guide in judgment, and the meek will He teach His way. The meek. So the meek are the ones who follow, the ones who recognize God's leadership. Meekness is a disposition of spirit. The Bible speaks of it in two different ways. There is meekness toward God and there is meekness toward man. Here, of course, it's more in relation to God. Meekness in relation to God is an attitude of heart toward God. Toward God. Not away from God. Anytime our hearts are moving away from God, that's a spirit of pride. Meekness always moves toward God. And as our hearts are moving toward God, we recognize His leading in the paths of righteousness. So it's an attitude of heart, a disposition of heart. But what is that disposition? Meekness toward God is lowliness. Meekness toward God is humility of heart. It is a spirit of self-denial. Again, He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake, because of who He is, not because of who I am. And if it is all about Him, then I must deny myself if I'm going to follow His leading. I must submit. It's a disposition of submission. But it even goes further than that. It's lowliness, humility, which of course results in self-denial and submission. But it's also contentment. That is, you're satisfied with just following the Lord's leading. You don't, this is what the Lord wants me to do, so I guess I'll have to do it. That's not meekness. Meekness is content. Meekness is contentment with God's leading. So He leads us in paths of righteousness. He leads the meek. The meek are very content in the path of righteousness. It's the proud who's not content in the paths of righteousness. God leads you into the paths of righteousness. You just follow them all the way through that path. So there is a certain disposition of heart if we're going to be led. And then throughout the Psalms, which we'll look at next week, we see David in many, or the psalmist, in a variety of ways, seeking God's leadership, praying for God's leadership. See it throughout the psalm. In fact, that ought to be our prayer. We ought to pray that probably thousands of times in any given day. Lord, lead me, guide me, teach me, show me. But what a shepherd we have. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, I shall not lack. And he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. And he does so in his own interest, for his name's sake. Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you, Lord, for this passage of Scripture, the 23rd Psalm. We thank you, Lord, that we can identify with it. And Lord, we thank you that this can be our life every single day. And we pray, Lord, that it is. We pray that it would be. Lord, we just can't thank you enough for being our shepherd. Lord, we pray today as we gather in your name, that everything we say, everything we do, everything we think would be for your honor and for your glory. And Lord, if it would please you, we pray that you would save a soul this day. And just pray that you draw each one of us closer to thee. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.